tour the growing colony. The year was 1685. In the 51 years after Leonard Calvert and the first colonists aboard the Ark and Dove landed on the shores, the capital city of St. Mary's had undergone some mighty changes. Houses and plantations had been built. A noble brick chapel was crafted. A large brick state house was filled with men creating laws and shaping the future of the colony. Only 200 people lived in the city year-round. This might seem very small by today's standards, but at that time, as an advertisement in the 1700s noted, the capital city of St. Mary's was the metropolis of Maryland. In this activity, you can explore the buildings, people, and activities you might have encountered in 1685. No maps or drawings of the city from the 1680s exist, but using information from archaeologists and historians, an artist named Walter Crow was able to draw what the city might have looked like. Using his drawing, you will learn about the Maryland Assembly, crimes and punishments, growing tobacco, and much, much more. Important buildings, plantations, and places are named on the drawing. Use your mouse to explore the city. When you click a name, a box will appear telling you about the place. If a name is yellow, you can click the link in the box to see pictures or watch video of everyday life in St. Mary's City. You can also click on the street names.